In a report entitled Left Behind, the nonprofit group examines data it says supports efforts to expand Medicaid in Virginia.
We show in our report more than 25,000 Virginia veterans, along with their spouses, to get access to quality, affordable health care coverage.
Massey Worley is a senior policy analyst.
Nearly a third of all uninsured veterans in Virginia, and more than half of all VA-only insured veterans, could qualify for coverage under Medicaid expansion. And that's because they have incomes below 138% of the federal poverty level, which is about $26,000 a year for a family of three.
In Virginia, he added, about 32,100 veterans have no insurance, and about 17,000 more report having only VA health care.
About 41% of veterans and more than half of family members who don't have coverage report that they have unmet health needs, in large part due to the cost.
Some 28% of veterans' family members are uninsured and report incomes below the federal poverty level. That, Worley said, means an additional 4,100 veterans' family members in Virginia would be eligible for Medicaid, too. He also wanted to clarify a misconception.
Contrary to what many people think, veterans and their families don't always have access to automatic and easy health care despite their service to our country.
And Worley pointed to another problem.
In addition to having to meet several basic requirements, veterans must complete a rather lengthy application process, which can be a real barrier for transient or homeless veterans, and their spouses and dependents have it even tougher. For them to get access to health care through the VA, they have to meet certain circumstances, which include that their affiliated veteran died in the line of duty or is permanently and totally disabled.
John Ogle, WCVE News.